Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is this on? Yeah, it's on. This is a story of Gaurahari relieves the Ram Bhakta, Ram Das Vipra. This occurred during Lord Chaitanya's tour of South India. Chapter 9 of Madhyalila. Dakshina Maturaila Kama Koshti Aite Tahande Kahaileka Brahmana Sahite. Mahaprabhu arrived at Madurai and he met a Brahmana. Sevipra Mahaprabhu ke Kaila Nir Mantran Ram Bhakta Sehi Vipra Virakta Mahajan. The Brahman who met Mahaprabhu invited the Lord to his home. He was a great devotee and an authority on Ramachandra. He was always detached from material activities. So he was a... It's amazing how when you translate you have to have so much insight and realization. Because in the Bengali it only says Virakta Mahajan. Mahajan means a great person, a great jana. Or like the Dwadasa Mahajans, Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Prahlada, Janako, Bhishma. So he's a Virakti, he was detached, he was a renunciate, but then he's Mahajan. So Mahajan means great devotee and authority. So because his name is Ramdas, and the story reveals that, right from the beginning, knowing the whole story, Prabhupada is adding, you can say, some deeper meaning to the words by saying he was a great authority on Lord Ram. And that, of course, is revealed in the context of the story. Krita Malaya Snanakari Aila Tandragare Vikshaki Dibena Vipra Pakanahikare. After bathing in the river Krita Mala, Mahaprabhu went to the Brahmin's house to take lunch. But he saw that the food was unprepared, because a Brahmana had not cooked it. Pakanahikari. It wasn't paka. Paka means cook. Mahaprabhu kaitanre shuna mahashai madhyana khaila kene pakanahi hai. Mahaprabhu said, "My dear sir, tell me, why haven't you cooked? It's already noon." Madhyan. Viprakai prabhu mora aranya vasati pakare samagrivane namile samprati. My lord, we are living in the forest. For the time being, we cannot get all the ingredients for cooking. Vanya shaka fala mula anibe lakshman tabe sita karibena paka prayojan. When Lakshman brings all the vegetables, fruits and roots from the forest, Sita will do the necessary cooking. Tanrupasana shuni Prabhu Tushtahaila Aste Vyasti Se Vipra Nandana Karila. Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to hear about the Brahmana's method of worship. Finally, the Brahmana hastily made arrangements for cooking. So here, Lord Chaitanya is invited to the Brahmana's house. When he got to the Brahmana's house, everything was lying uncooked. And then he asked, why is everything uncooked? And then the Brahmin said, oh, that Lakshman hasn't come from the forest yet. And Lakshman was here 3 million years ago. So why is he talking about Lakshman? Because this is only 500 years ago. There's no Lakshman 500 years ago. It was 3 million years ago. Because this Brahmin, he was a great devotee of Ram, and he was merged in the Leela. So he was simultaneously living in this external consciousness and internal consciousness. So Mahaprabhu heard his reply that Lakshman hadn't come back yet. Then he was happy. He was happy to hear that he was so much... He says, Upasana Shuni Prabhu Tushtahaila. His Upasana was very pleasing to Lord Chaitanya. He was absorbed in Nitya Lila. He was meditating on the Nitya Lila of his Ishtadev, Ramchandra. Although he was also somewhat functioning externally because he's a Brahmin. And when a sannyasi travels somewhere, a Brahmin's very happy to invite him for a prasad to get his blessings. And sannyasis generally take prasad in Brahmin's house. But now, Prabhu Bhiksha Kaila Dinera Tritiya Prahari Nirvana Se Vipra Upavasakari. Mahaprabhu took his lunch at about 3 o'clock, but the Brahmin, being very sorrowful, fasted. Prabhu Kai Vipra Kanhe Kar Upavas. So Mahaprabhu came there at 12 o'clock, Madhyan, for prasad. Nothing was ready. And by the time it was ready, it was 3 o'clock. So Mahaprabhu waited 3 hours. And said he was satisfied because he was, even though he had to take part in this Brahmin's Leela, because the Mahaprabhu also has a Leela, but somehow the Brahmin couldn't recognize Mahaprabhu's Leela. So he made Mahaprabhu wait for his Ramleela. But Mahaprabhu was patient. He didn't protest. Well, wait a minute, I'm also Ram. I'm Krishna, I'm Ram, I'm Radha. And I'm right here and you can serve me right now. Why I have to wait till you come out of your meditation? Well, the Brahmin was fasting. Mahaprabhu asked him, why are you fasting? Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so worried? Viprakahe jivane mora nahi prayojan agni jale pravashya chadibe jivan. The Brahmin said, I have no reason to live. I shall give up my life by either drowning or burning up myself. The Brahmin went on to say, Jagan Mata Mahalakshmi Sita Thakurani Rakshaste Sparshila Tanra Iha Kani Shuni. My dear Mother Sita, the Mother of the Universe, Jagan Mata, and the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, Mahalakshmi, she has been touched, Rakshasha Sparsha, by the demon Ravana. I am troubled upon hearing this news. E Sharira Dharibari Kabuna Jujai E Duke Jwale Deha Prananahi Jai. Sir, this is how he calls Lord Chaitanya, Sir, due to my unhappiness, I cannot continue living. Although my body is burning, my life is not leaving. Prabhu Kai E Bhavana Na Kariya Ar Panditahana Kene Nakaraha Vichar. Mahaprabhu said, don't think in this way any longer. You are a learned pundit. Why don't you consider the case? Ishvara Preyasi Sita Chidananda Murti Prakrita Indriyara Tanre Dekite Nahai Shakti. Mahaprabhu says, Sita Devi, the dearmost wife of the Supreme Lord Ramchandra, certainly has a spiritual form full of bliss. No one can see her with material eyes, for no materialist has such power. The same guy? Yeah, that's his usual way. Ishvara Prayasi Sita. Sparshi Bara Kare Achuka Napaya Dharshan Sitara Akriti Maya Harila Ravan. So Mahaprabhu is trying to reason with him because he's so much in the Leela, meditating on this ancient Leela of Ram, being in the forest. And then he becomes so much disturbed and sorrowful that his Ishtadev, Sita Devi, Jagan Mata, was touched and kidnapped by the Ravana from the forest. So he can't even eat. He's fasting because somehow his meditation has put him into some absorption in that particular phase of, or that particular part of Ram Leela. And that happened to be when Lord Chaitanya came for lunch. So now he's fasting. And Lord Chaitanya is trying to pacify him. He says, listen, how can this stupid guy, Ravana, touch Sita Devi? Her body is spiritual, Chidananda Murti. And spirit can't touch matter. At least in this case. And he said, no one can even see her with material eyes. For no materialist has such power. Dekiti nahi shakti. Well, Ravana didn't have the eyes, because to see the Lord, we have to have Premanjana. Premanjana Charita. Sparshi Bhara Karyachuka. He said, to say nothing of touching Mother Sita, a person with material senses cannot even see her. When Ravana kidnapped her, he kidnapped only her material, illusory form. Ravana asite sita antardhana koila. Ravanera age maya sita pataila. As soon as Ravana arrived before Sita, she disappeared. Then, just to cheat Ravana, she sent an illusory material form. A prakriti vastu nahi, prakriti gochara. Vedi puraniti e kahi nirantara. Spiritual substance, a prakriti vastu, is never within the jurisdiction of material conception. This is always a verdict of the Vedas and Puranas. It says in Katha Upanishad, Nasandrishe tishtati rupamasya, nachakshusha pashati kashchaneinam, rida manisha manasabi klipto, yaetadvidur amritas tibhavanti. Which means, or there's more, neva vacha na manasa praptam sakyo na chakshusha. This means that spirit is not within the jurisdiction of material eyes, words, or mind. Similarly, Bhagavatam says, yasyatma buddhi kunapetri datuke svadis kalatradishu boma ijadi yatirta buddhi salile nakarhichij Janeshva Bhigyeshu Sa Eva Gokaraha. A human being who identifies his body, made of three elements, with his self, who considers the byproducts of his body to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of his birth worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take a bath rather than meet men of transcendental knowledge there, is to be considered like an ass or a cow. These are some Vedic statements about spiritual substance. Spiritual substance cannot be seen by the unintelligent, because they don't have the eyes or mentality to see the spirit soul. Consequently, they think, there is no such thing as spirit. The followers of Vedic injunctions take information from Katha Upanishad and Bhagavatam. Now, Mahaprabhu assured the Brahman, Vishwas karahatumi amara vachan punarapi ku bhavana Nakariyamani. Have faith in my words and do not burden your mind any longer with this misconception. So Prabhupada says this is the process of spiritual understanding. Achintya kalo ye bhava natam starkina yojayat. Those things which are inconceivable we should not try to understand with logic. A chintya shakti of the Lord is not to be understood by tarka, pratishta, logic, because they're beyond our material conception by argument and counter-argument. How do we know? How do we understand things beyond our perception? Mahajano yena kuta sapanta. We must follow in the footsteps of great authorities coming down in parampara. If we approach a bona fide acharya and keep faith in his words, spiritual realization will be easy. Prabhura vachani viprera haila vishvas bhojana karila haila jivanera ash. Although the Brahman was fasting, he had faith in the words of Mahaprabhu and accepted food. In this way his life was saved. That was smart. Tanre ashwasiya prabhu karila gaman Krita Malaya Snanakari Aila Durvashan. After assuring the Brahman, Mahaprabhu proceeded further to South India and finally arrived at Durvashan, where he bathed in the river Kritamala. And at this place he visited the temple of Ramachandra and he saw Didya Parasaram. Then he went to Setu Bandhu, where he took bath at Dhanashtirtha. He visited the Rameshwar temple there and took rest. Viprasabhaya shune tanha kurma puran taramadyayala pati vratta upakyan. While he was there mixing with the Brahmanas at Rameshwaram, the Rameshwara temple, he listened to the Korma Purana, wherein it is mentioned the chaste woman's narration. So, in this Korma Purana, Lord Chaitanya heard the actual Shastric evidence about what happened to Sita. He's inside a vine there or something? What? Very nice. Well, she would just live here all the time. Pativrata Shiromani Janaka Nandini Jagatera Mata Sita Namara Grihini. Sita Devi is the mother of the three worlds and the wife of Ram. Among chaste women, she is supreme and the daughter of King Janak. Ravana Dekhiya Sita Laila Agni Rasharan. Ravana Haite Agni Kaila Shitake Avaran. This is from the Kurma Puran. When Ravana came disguised as a sannyasi to kidnap Mother Sita, and she saw him, she took shelter of the fire god Agni, because Lakshman, when he went to assist Ram in the forest, then he drew a Lakshman Rekha, not something for ants, but he drew a line with his bow, with his arrow, around Sita, a chakra, and then he, by mantra, he created a ring of fire there. So she was situated inside the ring of fire, and he told her not to cross that ring of fire and she would be protected. It was like a vyuha, chakra vyuha. It's too nice, huh? Wish we could reward him for his performance. I like him. Huh?
Like the corners, if you put some place to live for him, he will then stay there.
Oh, yeah. He's waiting for the neem tree to grow up. Hey. So when Ravana came to kidnap Sita, she saw him, she just entered that fire. The fire god covered the body, because what happened was that Ravana came there as a sannyasi. He said, "Oh mother, please, I need some fruits, I'm hungry." And she went and got a basket of fruits. But then Ravana was standing on the outside of the ring of fire, Agni Chakra, or Lakshman Rekha. And then Sita Devi, she had this basket of fruits, and she thought, "Oh, I can't cross that fire." So then she reached across the fire with her arms, with a basket. And then Ravana, he grabbed her. But what happened was that he grabbed the Maya Sita, because when she reached across the fire touched her hand, and then she entered that fire. And Agni took her away. The fire god covered the body of Mother Sita, and this way she was protected from the hands of Ravana. Maya Sita Ravana Nila Shunila Akyan Shuni Mahaprabhu Haila Anandita-man. Upon hearing from Korma Puran how Ravana had kidnapped a false form of Sita called Maya Sita, Mahaprabhu became very satisfied. Sita Lana Rakilena Parvatirastan. Flies are too much. Maya Sita Di Agni Vanchila Ravan. The fire god Agni took away the real Sita and brought her to the place of Parvati, the goddess Durga. Parvatira Stan. That's interesting. All the ladies can get together. Ladies like to stay together. An illusory form of Mother Sita was then delivered to Ravana, and this way Ravana was cheated. It's interesting. Because during the battle of Lanka, when Ravana was fighting with Ram, he also employed the same technique. He was cheated by an illusory Sita, and he tried to cheat Sita by an illusory Ram. You know, the story is there if you read Ramayana. You know, in this, so it's very interesting how it works. He was cheated by Agnidev and given a fake Sita, and he was very convinced it was a real Sita. Then when Sita was, when this fake, this Maya Sita was held in captivity in Lanka, for whom the whole battle was fought over this Maya Sita, then Ravana went to this Ashokvan where Sita was staying, and he brought his one of his magicians with him, tantrics, and he had in a basket, in a box, he had the head of Ram, and Maya Ram, I guess it's Maya Ram. And he showed Sita, said, "Look, you're Ram, I've killed him in the battle." She went, "Oh!" And she fainted, you know, because she saw the head of her husband. So that wasn't really Ram's head, obviously. That was a Maya Ram. So then, of course, she came to and was informed that it was a fake. She didn't believe it anyway. So, it's, you know, Ravana was fooled by a Maya Sita, and then Ravana tried to fool Sita with a Maya Ram. But Sita wasn't fooled, but Ram was. Sita so now he's, Agnidev has taken Sita to the mountain to be with Parvati. Raghunatha asi jabe ravane marila, agni pariksha dite jabe sitare anila. After Ravan was killed by Ramchandra, Sita Devi was brought before the fire and tested. Because people are spreading rumors that, or even they told Ram, "How can you take back Sita? She's been contaminated. She lived with this Rakshasa for 1 year." And I think it was 1 year. Was it 1 year? I think it was 1 year. I forget. I think she was there for 1 year, getting all this bridge together and everything. So everyone is saying that you can't take back your wife. This is not proper. So then Ram said, "Well, if she's pure, then we'll test her purity in fire. We'll put her in fire." So then he took that Maya Sita, whom he recovered, and Ravana, and then he said, "You go in the fire. Go get inside." So she went inside and burned up. Then Agnidev delivered the real Sita, came out of the fire. Tabe Maya Sita Agni Kari Antardan Satya Sita Ani Dila Rama Vidyaman. So there's a Maya Sita and a Satya Sita. When the illusory Sita was brought before the fire by Ram, the fire god made her illusory form disappear and delivered the real Sita to Ramchandra. Sunina Prabhura Anandita Hailaman Ramadasa Viprakata Haila Smaran. Mahabhu heard the story. He was very pleased and he remembered the words of Ramdas Vipra. A Savasiddhanta Shuni Prabhur Anandahaila Brahmanera Stani Magi Se Patra Nila. When Mahabhu heard these conclusive statements from Karma Puran, he felt great happiness. After asking the Brahman's permission, he took possession of the manuscript leaves of the Karma Puran. Nutan Patra Lekana Pushtake Deoyala Pratite lagi pura tana patra maginila. Since the Karma Puran was very old, the manuscript was also very old. Mahabharu took possession of the original leaves in order to have direct evidence. The text was copied onto new leaves in order that the prana be replaced. Pachalana puna dakshin matura aila Ramadasa viprese patra anedila. This word Mathura means, Dakshin Mathura means southern Mathura, means Madurai. So Mahabhu returned to see this Brahmin, Ramdas Vipra, and he showed him this ancient manuscript of the Karma Purana. Sita ya radito vanish chaya sita maji janat tam jahara dasha griva Sita Vani Param Gata Pariksha Samaye Vanim Chaya Sita Vivesha Sa Vani Sitam Samaniya tatpurastad anina yat. When Agni was petitioned by Mother Sita, he brought forth an illusory form of Sita, and Ravana, who had 10 heads, kidnapped the false Sita. The original Sita then went to the abode of the fire god. When Lord Brahm tested the body of Sita, it was the false illusory Sita that entered the fire. At that time, the fire god brought the original Sita from his abode and delivered her to Ramchandra. So those are verses from the Korma Puran. Vachapana viprera haila ananditaman prabhura chana nidari karya krandan. Ramdas Vipra was very pleased to receive the original leaf manuscript of the Korma Puran and immediately fell down before the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and began to cry. Vipra kahi tumi sakshat Sri Raghunandan sanyasi raveshe more dila darshan. After receiving the manuscript, the Brahmin, being very pleased, said, "Sir, you are Lord Ramachandra himself, and have come in the dress of a sannyasi to give me audience." That's very interesting, because in the beginning of the story, when Mahaprabhu had lunch with Ramdas Vipra, Ramdas Vipra was so disturbed and sorrowful that he couldn't even eat. He was fasting because he was so worried that his mother Sita had been touched by this demon Ravana, because he was meditating on Nityalila of Ram. And then, at that time, Mahaprabhu tried to pacify him by saying, "It's really not true. It's not possible. It's not possible for Ravana to even see Sita, because she is a Prakritavastu. A Prakritavastu means she's spiritual substance. She has a spiritual body, Chidanandamoya. And no one with material eyes can see his spiritual body. It's not possible, unless Krishna arranges to give the eyes." So Lord Chaitanya told that, but he wasn't citing any praman, he was just speaking. Of course, he's God, but the Brahmin didn't really realize it at that time. But now, the Lord has returned with this praman, or evidence from Korma Purana, and told the same thing. He told him the same thing by quoting the Puran. And now the Brahmin, Ramdas Vipra, he's realizing, "Oh, this Mahaprabhu is somebody very special. I think he's my Lord." He actually now realized that Lord Ramachandra had appeared before him as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarva Avatari. He is all the avatars are within him. And so many times he showed different avatars in Srivasangam and other places. He showed his Sadbhuj Rupa. He showed his Sadbhuj Rupa to Nityananda and also to Rai Ramananda and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Puri. And when they saw that Sadbhuj Rupa, they saw, "Oh, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna and he's also Ram, Sadbhuj." So now this Brahman, Ramdas Vipra, he's realizing that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Ramchandra himself. Mahaduka haite more karila nistar aji mora gari biksha kara angikara. You have delivered me from a very unhappy condition. I request that you take your lunch at my place. Please accept this invitation. So again he's come, and again he's been offered invitation. Mano duke bhala biksha nadila sedine morabhagye punarapi payulon darashan. Due to my mental distress, I could not give you a very nice lunch the other day. They only gave him some fruits and roots or something that he imagined that Lakshman had collected these. But now by my good fortune, you have come again to my home. Etabali se vipra suke paka kaila utam prakare prabuke vikshakara ila. Seeing this, the Brahman very happily cooked food and a first-class dinner was offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, of course, Mahaprabhu, he told Raghunath Das in Puri that sannyasi should not, balo nakaibo, he should not eat very good foods, and he should not wear very good cloth. But here, Lord Chaitanya would accept whatever offerings of love were offered by his devotees. As you may know, when Lord Chaitanya was living in Puri for the 18 years, every single day he was taking prasad in the house of a Brahmin. Because he didn't have any kitchen in the Gambira. There's no kitchen in Gambir. There's no stove there. It's a small room in Kashi Mishra's house. And there was no... He was not cooking there, but he was burning there. He was burning in the fire of separation there. But he wasn't, that fire was not suitable to cook any food. So every day he would take prasad or bhikshu, sometimes in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, or in the homes of the visiting Brahmins from Navadvip during Chaturmasya, Shivas Pandit, and other Brahmins would come, and all the Brahmins living in Puri. So he was regularly taking Jagannath Mahaprasadam, whatever came his way. And we read in the Jagannanda Pandit's diary, this Prem Vaivart, that they would have a huge feast after Ekadasi. They would fast on Ekadasi, and on that day Kashi Mishra, who was the superintendent of Jagannath Temple, he was like temple commander or something, some kind of managerial position there, he would arrange for all the Jagannath Mahaprasad would come to the Gambira. And Lord Chaitanya would be there with all of his associates. They would be chanting and hearing Harikatha and spending the entire night in Jagran, staying up all night together, hearing and chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And then all this Mahaprasad would come and the devotees would be bewildered. Oh, what do we do? All this prasad has come. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, we offer respects. We fold our hands. We offer respects to this prasad. Just keep it on one shelf over there. There was some stone platform, some stone shelf. And he put the Mahaprasadam there. And he said, tomorrow we'll duly honor this Mahaprasadam. So when then breakfast came, they would take the Mahaprasad. Nowadays, devotees from Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they often take the Sukha Chawal, the dry rice from Jagannath. They sell it there. All the Mahadha doesn't sell, then they dry it in the sun on the roof of the temple and they put it in little, like stocking, like a little cloth. It's like a little thing. And then people buy that rice and they break their Ekadasi brat. After on Dwadasi, they take a little bit of grains and remember Jagannath. But Lord Chaitanya wasn't taking that type of breakfast. He was having complete chapan bhog and went in a grand fashion. So we can only imagine how nice it would be to be in Puri celebrating Ekadasi with Lord Chaitanya. Especially Uttan Ekadasi, imagine. Lord Chaitanya, and big feast. And then all the Vaishnavas on this side are all observing Bhishma Panchaka. So they have a big feast of cow dung, and cow urine and all these things. But by that we may please the Lord. It says Bhagavat Pritiye. Bhagavat Pritiye. And Hari Bhakti Vilasa says that one observes Bhishma Panchaka, the Bhagavat Pritiye. So he attains Bhagavat Priti. He attains love for Bhagavan. Well, the translator says that he pleases the Lord. He says that observing Bhishma Panchaka is very pleasing to the Lord. But the actual verse says Bhagavat Priti Bhishma Panchaka, that one will attain love for Krishna. Bhishma observed this Vrata, and then shortly after that he left this world. This Vrata was given to Bhishma by Lord Vishnu himself directly. So any questions or comments about the story of Ramdas Vipra? I'll go on to another story. So that story was Gaurahari relieves the Ram Bhakta of Ramdas Vipra. So we can see here how the Lord, Lord Chaitanya wasn't, he's not partial. He's not thinking, well, if you're a Gaudiya Vaishnava, then I'll be nice to you. He wasn't thinking, oh, you're a Ram Bhakta, you're in distress, who cares? We don't worship Ram. That's all Aishwarya, Ayodhya Leela. We're interested in Braj Leela, Radha Krishna Yugal, and Madhurya Bhav. And you're suffering, who cares? But Lord Chaitanya doesn't want anyone to suffer. And rather it says that Upasana Sukha, we read that Lord Chaitanya was tushta. He was itana upasana shuni prabhura tushta haila. That when he saw the upasana, the method of worship of this Brahman, he was tushta, he was very happy. And it was a very unusual situation. Now this Ram Bhakta is inviting Lord Chaitanya to his house in Madurai. And Lord Chaitanya rides at 12 o'clock to take prasadam. And there's nothing ready. Everything's raw. There's some roots and there's some ginger root lying around. And some apples and some radish or whatever. And Lord Chaitanya said, what's going on here? Where's the prasad? You invited me for lunch and there's nothing ready. And then he says, oh, my Lakshman has not come back from the forest. He has not brought anything. And my Sita Devi has not prepared anything. So here, Mahaprabhu was astounded that this Brahman, he's living in prehistoric times. BC is nothing. And we talk about AD and BC. BC means before Christ. But this is like 3 million years ago. His mind and heart are merged in the Ram Lila of 3 million years ago. And this is only 500 years ago. And an ordinary person would think he's a crackpot. American word, crackpot. Means he's a puggle, he's nuts. What is this guy talking about? Where's my food? I came here for food and you're giving this, give me some line of blame it on Lakshman. You know, you're trying to blame this, you didn't cook, do any cooking, now you're blaming it on Lakshman. What does he have to do with it? Just get with it and make the bhog. So, but Lord Chaitanya wasn't disturbed, he wasn't upset, he wasn't thinking of himself at all. He was rather impressed. And Tushta means greatly satisfied, not with the food, but with the bhav. Then it says, finally, by 3 o'clock, he got something together. He made a little fruit salad and a little kachabog and fed Lord Chaitanya with those roots and herbs that he imagined that, oh yes, Lakshman has finally brought something, let me put it together. But the Lord was so thoughtful that even after leaving that place, he had in mind about this devotee. Oh, this devotee, he's distressed. He's worried that he's thinking that Sita Devi was touched by Ravana and kidnapped by Ravana. And although Lord Chaitanya tried to pacify him and mollify him by saying that it's not true, that no material person can touch Sita Devi or even see her. But that wasn't enough. The words of Lord Chaitanya were not enough to pacify him. So Lord Chaitanya was thinking, oh, I still must consider this person's case. So Lord Chaitanya took this person's case and he put it in a file of his heart. In the case file, like in hospitals, they have case files, and they go through and they look in room number 202, and they look, pick up the case file, and they can see the situation. So he put the case file, this Rambhakta, in his heart. He wasn't thinking, "Oh, I only have room for Gaudiya Vaishnavas." So he put his case in his heart, and he was thinking, "I have to find some remedial solution for this distress of this devotee." So this pastime indicates a lot about the devotee and the Lord also. But the Lord is so concerned for his bhakta. So much love he has for his devotee. That he's walking here and there, leaving Madurai. He went from Madurai and he went all the way to Rameshwaram. If you've ever been in South India, from Madurai to Rameshwaram is a long way. Especially if you're not taking a plane. And you're not taking a train. If you're walking, it's several months. Several months walking. So the whole time, for several months, from Madurai all the way to Rameshwar, Lord Chaitanya is thinking, he's vichar, bhakti vichar, he's considering about this devotee. How can I make him happy? I tried with my own words, but it wasn't sufficient. How can I make him happy? How can I settle his mind? And then he was thinking like this, so when he got to Rameshwar, then he heard the Brahman speaking from Kormapuran. And in Kormapuran, they told everything exactly as he was thinking and as he had previously told the Brahman Ramdas Vipra in Madurai. And there, reading from Kormapuran, the Kormapuran is telling that there was a Maya Sita. The real Sita went to Agni Dev's place and Ravana took the Maya Sita. Lord Chaitanya was so happy. Oh, let me have this book. And now he got copies of this book, or the original, and he copied the original to leave there. And immediately he said, now I have to go back to the Brahman. Let's see the Bhaktivatsalya. It's called Bhaktivatsalya, or Bhaktivatsal. How much affection the Lord has for his devotee. He's in Rameshwar and he has to double, it's called doubling, double back. Double back means you go back in the same way you came. He returns, retraces his footsteps all the way to Madurai. Not to get some roots and ginger root and some apples, but to help this person. To help him become happy in his devotion. Relieve him. Because he was suffering from some bewilderment. He was sorrowful and fasting and unhappy for no reason. So Lord Chaitanya, out of his love and his infinite love and compassion, he returned there to Madurai and again met the Brahmin, and again he was invited for lunch. And then he told a story, he read from the Praman. And at this time, when Ramdas Vipra heard the Praman, the solid Vedic evidence, and then he realized that there's no need to be sorrowful. There's no need to fast and be in anxiety about Mother Sita. My Mother Sita was quite all right. She was never touched by Ravana. And moreover, in addition to that understanding, he realized that this person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come all the way back from Rameshwar with his Purma Puran, he is actually my Lord Ram. And then he was overwhelmed in ecstasy. And then he cooked a very nice feast. No dry fruits and no dry roots and all these things. He made first-class bhog, pakka. It says pakkana. All nice cooked, nice things cooked in ghee. Pakka actually means cooked in ghee. The word pakka, when you see pakka, I mean pakka and pakka. Pakka means cooked in ghee. Doesn't mean boiled vegetables or boiled dal. So this is a very touching story that we can all take some solace from this story, that our case is also pending. Our application for mercy is also pending in the files of the Lord. That we have some introduction to the Lord. Our Guru Maharaj has introduced us to Lord Chaitanya and to Radha and Krishna. And we're also suffering. And we're also in distress. But not because of our meditation on Nitya Leela, but because of our absorption in Maya Leela. It's causing us so much anxiety and distress. So the Lord is considering, how can I relieve this devotee of his distress? So in his own time, then the Lord will take out our file, take out our case, and he will send appropriate scriptures. He will speak to us in an appropriate way through his messengers or through directly himself in dreams. Sometimes the Lord appears in dreams, or the Lord's great devotees appear in dreams. Or he will find some scripture and send it to us by some messenger. Oh, Savyasachin, have you read this book? It's very good. You should read this book. And then he reads this book called Madhurya Kadambini. He says, oh my God, this book is so wonderful. Everything I was wondering about chanting and making progress is now very, very clear to me. And this must be God's mercy. This is the mercy of Mahaprabhu and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And my Guru Maharaj, that this book has come in my hands, and now I'm feeling great relief, and I can go on nicely and peacefully in my bhajan. Just as Ramdas Vipra, when he received that shastric evidence from Mahaprabhu, then he could go on peacefully in his bhajan, peacefully in his life. So in the same way, for every devotee, the Lord is also making arrangements. By coming himself and speaking directly, he spoke directly to Ramdas Vipra that you don't have to worry that this is a prakriti vastu. Sita Devi's body is a prakriti vastu. Ravana couldn't touch her. But that didn't change his mind. He was still upset. So the same way, Krishna may come to us as a devotee, and devotee may speak something and preach to us. And then we say, it's nice what you said, but I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced. I need something more solid. So then we drag on in our discomfort or in our disturbance. And then someone comes and says, look here, it says right here in Hari Bhakti Vilas. It says like this, oh, acha. Oh, I have Shastriya Shraddha. I have faith in the Shastra, so thank you. And now I'm convinced. So this is the ultimate convincing power, is the power of Shastra. So Lord Chaitanya, even Lord Chaitanya himself, God himself speaks to the Brahmin, Ramdas Vipra, and he's not convinced. He doesn't release his or give up his anxiety over Sita. But then when Lord Chaitanya again came and quoted from Kurma Purana, then he was convinced. So there's so many levels, of course, so many levels of teaching and instruction from the story of Lord Chaitanya Gaurahari relieving Ramdas Vipra of his distress. But we also are in distress in different times in our life, in the practice of bhakti. So the Lord Chaitanya comes in different forms, in different ways, He comes as Shastras, he comes as devotees, he comes as Shiksha and Diksha Gurus. Well, let's say not Diksha, but he comes as Shiksha Gurus to instruct us, to inspire us, to relieve us, to pacify us. And that is the mercy of the Lord. So this beautiful story of Gaurahari relieving the distress of Ramdas Vipra illustrates this wonderful quality of the Lord, of Bhaktavatsalya, being very affectionate, kind, and compassionate for all of his devotees. And he's not thinking, and he's broad-minded, he's not thinking, oh, he's a Ram Bhakta, why I bother? But he's thinking, oh, anyone, any devotees in distress, I must help them. Because the Lord is equal to all of his children. But if someone steps forward from the line of children and says, oh, Father, may I do something for you, then naturally the Father's attention will go there. So in Gita, Krishna says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu na dvesho na stiyapriha. He said, I'm equal to everyone, Samoham. I am Sama. I'm equal. I'm equal to all my children. Like the father may have so many children, he's equal to all of them. But if one child steps forward and says, Father, listen, you've really been so good to us. You've done so much for us, and you're always so kind to us. Is there anything I can do for you? Can I do something? Can I serve you somehow? Then that will capture the father's attention. So although Krishna or Lord Chaitanya, they're equal to all living entities, when someone steps forward like this Ram Bhakta, who is doing this wonderful upasana, which satisfied Lord Chaitanya, then although Lord Chaitanya is equal to everyone, he became especially favored towards that Ram Bhakta. So this is our hope, that we are like all the other children of the Lord, but we are trying in our own ways to step forward and serve the Lord. And hopefully he will accept our approach and consider our case and bestow his causeless mercy upon us so that we can peacefully progress in our bhajan. Is there any comments or